on the level of that. And I would say my instinct is pretty good with moving my head. And since I work with Buddy, that just got better. So I really enjoy the part of really using also the defense as your offense.
Yeah. And talk to me a little bit about, I'm curious about the relationship with Buddy McGirt. Obviously, you know, in the boxing world, a huge name and a great trainer. Did you start working with him pretty early on when you came to the States? Or was that only when you went out west?
When I went out west, at first, when I came out to New York, I wasn't really working with no trainer. I was just kind of like observing, I would say, you know, when you come as a young girl, I was a young naive girl, and I was like, I was just taking my time first to really understand boxing and the professional game. And there was really no one where I was like, yeah, that's the man or that's the woman who will really teach me and show me how this game works. So then, you know, as life goes on and things happen, then I guess it was my destiny. So I came out to the West Coast, and like two and a half months later, I saw Buddy in a gym, and I didn't know who he really was. I saw him training Sergio Lipinets at the time, and I was listening from the other corner as I was training myself with no other trainer. And I was just listening to those two and him giving instructions to Sergio. And everything he said was so on point that it made sense to me. So I was like, this is the man. And after like 3-4 months coming to the gym in and out, working hard, he saw that I really wanted. And I basically told him, you're going to be my trainer. I chose him, and I never, you know, yeah, I was pretty stubborn. I still am when it comes to that. It's like, he's the one. And yeah, since my first pro fight, pretty much he's my coach. Unfortunately, because of all the COVID situation, I haven't been in LA now for almost a year since it all started. So I basically, you know, just watch videos and train myself meanwhile. And before my fight, we had conversations about what to do, and he just guides me through. And yeah, I the basic that he taught me so far, and you know, it's still so much to learn. Until you get the basics down and really get sharp in those little things, it takes time. So I work on that by myself for now. And I'll be back in LA in a month. So I'll be a stubborn student again.
And is that going back to LA in a month, is that kind of to put the finishing touches on camp? Are you currently in a fight camp right now?
Yeah, so we're planning to do something end of February, hopefully, if everything goes through like it should. So, but like I said, it's been... You know, I had another date 3 months ago, and, you know, it got canceled last minute. So hopefully, if this world starts to become a better place slowly, it will fight in a month, latest in two. So I'm honestly always in camp. Like I just keep it rolling as much as I can. But of course, the closer you get and you have a date, it gets more serious. But I just always try and keep up the work and be a good student of the game.